a lot of parameter we need to through contemplations in order for us to find out which part we need to upgrade and which part our belief is actually inconsistent with our actions, right? So yeah, I think most of us have entered the room right already. So I hope you all have one very fruitful week to do your practice, to do your punch cards. And hopefully you have found some of the parameter actually aligned with your goal. And through the alignment, the better if it aligns with your goal, using these 9 questions, it will help you able to achieve much more success in your life. All right. So now, without further ado, we will do the contemplations on the parameter again. And it's very important during the contemplation to check the parameter against on your belief. All right. So sometimes it may not easy to get through 1 or 2 times during the contemplation to check. But through regular contemplations, you are able to find out what is the best life system to suit you in order to help you to achieve your own goal rapidly, all right? Or which is the part that actually blockades you or hinder you on achieve your goal as well. All right, so today, this morning, we will be doing the check our parameter on 4 and 6, 4, 5, 6, these 3 parameter. So get yourself ready. Yeah, get yourself ready in the contemplation posture. And it's very important to get our back straightened up. Yeah, the back straightened up. So I suggest you don't lean against the chair if you are sitting on the chair. And you must make up your mind that you must set an intention why you need to do the contemplations. It's not just because the time to do contemplation you do. You must set our intention. Okay, maybe let's set together our intentions, all right, before we do the contemplations. If you want, you can close your eye so that we can do together to set up our motivation, our intentions. So first, check our contemplation posture. Make sure all part of your body is relaxed. Should you find any part of your body is tight, for example, your eye is too, you find is you close too tight, then try to release it. If you found that your mouth, the teeth is actually bite together, then try to put on a small smile, a Mona Lisa smile, so that to help you to release your jaw, your teeth, and your face. Always good to level your chin with the floor so that your head won't be, if it's too high, then you will be agitated. If your head is near to your chest or your chin, then too low, then you will be like very drowsiness. Then you can gently roll back your shoulder blades, open up your chest, that help you to straighten up your back. Then rest your hand on your leg or your thigh. The palm can be facing up or down. Try to focus on your breath right now once you adjust your contemplation posture. First exhale and follow by inhale. When you are doing your exhale, when you reach to the end of your exhale, try to push a little bit more air out. When you inhale, just inhale naturally. So let's set our motivation together before we start the contemplation of the parameter. So why am I doing the contemplation right now? Because I want to check my own belief system, my life system, to see whether any part of my life system need to be upgraded. I want to check any part of my life system, whether my belief and my action, is it consistent? So that if I found that my belief and my action is inconsistent, I know that that could be the reason, but why my goal did not achieve. So that's why I need to do these contemplations by checking the very important parameter or questions to help me to find out the reason how to improve my or how to upgrade my life system. And the reason of upgrading my life system is I want to achieve my goal. And if I can achieve my goal in a soon time, I will become a role model and I can help many others to achieve their own goal as well. So that is the reason why I need to do these contemplations. So set your motivation right now. Okay, once you're done by setting up your motivations, we will go into today's contemplation, which is contemplate on parameter 4, 5, and 6. So let's begin with contemplations parameter number 4. So parameter number four saying that, what does the life system say about how any one thing makes other things get started? So by taking the concept of making money as an example, do you believe that your positive thinking can help you in making money? Do you believe that others can make money because they are born with luck? Do you believe that if I work hard, put in a lot of times in my work, I will definitely earn more money? Based on the question above, check whether your beliefs are consistent with your actions. Okay, three long exhale. When you're done, you can open your eye back to this room. And start to write your contemplation journal or diary. We balance 1 more minute. Okay, 10 seconds. Okay, start to prepare yourself. We can go, we will go into the fifth parameter. Okay, see, most of you have been finished writing. If you have not, then just stop for a while, then we can go into the fifth parameter. So get yourself ready again. Make your back straighten up. Open up your chest. And relax all part of your body. Once you adjust it, focus on your breath. Same thing, try to do a longer exhale. Calm down your mind. Because you are going to do a very important thing right now. Tell yourself you want to upgrade. You want to find out where is the obstacle that actually blockage my for me to achieve my goal. So do a couple round of breath contemplations. Now we move into the fifth parameter. What does the life system say about the end of universe, the end of all things? Do you think the world will be ending? And how would you feel if someone give you a prediction that the world will be ending? Do you think the fate of the universe is under the control of some mysterious force? What do you think about the day when your money will be used up? So, based on above questions, check on your belief and your actions. Are they consistent or inconsistent? A three long exhale. When you're done, you can open up your eye back to this room and start to write whichever insight that you have during the contemplations. Minutes. And second, okay, so try to get yourself ready for the number six parameter. And now we'll go into parameter number six. Get yourself into the contemplation posture. Check any part of body is tight. Try to relax it. Calm down your mind. Focus on your breath. Now we will be moving to the parameter number six. What does the light system say about the smaller ending thing like people, organizations, or relationships? Do you believe that good people will always live longer? Do you believe that it is normal for a business to fail? Because 8 or 9 out of 10 companies will fail. Do you believe that the honeymoon periods in a relationship can only exist in the first 3 months? What does our life system say about the end of company, the end of relationships, and the end of organizations? What is your opinion of that? So based on the question above, from your answer, checking your belief and your action, is it consistent? If you think and you check carefully about this parameter, you will realize that whether your own life system will support your success or hinder your success. So it is 100% your decisions. Should you upgrade your current life system? Three long exhale. When you're done, open your eye back to this room. Start to write your whichever that you have in your mind.